This is 91.9 FM WUOT, your NPR news station. I'm Clara Princeton. It's now time for our weekly authors segment, The Authors Page. Here's your host, Jody Sims.
Daniel Ellis was born in 1827 in Carter County, Tennessee. He had a very limited education, but made a living as a farmer and wagon maker until he volunteered for service in the Mexican-American War at age 19. A few years after he returned from the war, he got married and ultimately had seven children. When the Civil War came to East Tennessee in 1861, citizens were strongly divided in their loyalties. Ellis favored the Union and immediately joined in a plot to burn railroad bridges throughout the area. He was successful in helping to destroy the bridge over the Holston River in Sullivan County, but from then on, he was branded as a bridge burner, which was a capital offense. So in order to escape capture by the Confederates, Ellis fled, reluctantly leaving his family behind. He sought refuge in the mountains, where he and fellow Unionists set up camp and planned to remain in hiding until the Union forces were sure to invade East Tennessee. Ellis served as the camp's runner of supplies and mail, and on these trips learned the terrain and routes of safe passage. Unfortunately, the Union commanders chose instead to invade Middle Tennessee instead of East Tennessee, so Ellis and his fellow Unionists were left to fend for themselves. Ellis is credited with guiding at least 4,000 men, slaves, prison escapees, Confederate deserters, and all manner of fugitives, covering over 8,000 miles through Confederate lines to Kentucky, where they enlisted in the Union Army. Perhaps the most noteworthy of all their plots was maintaining a mail service between the Mountain Unionists and the Union Army. Despite a bounty on his head, Ellis always, often narrowly, escaped capture and became known as the Old Red Fox. If you think this story would make a great book, you'd be right. 2 years after the Civil War ended, Daniel Ellis wrote his memoir titled The Thrilling Adventures of Daniel Ellis, the Great Union Guide of East Tennessee, for a period of nearly 4 years during the Great Southern Rebellion. Needless to say, that title didn't endear him to former Confederates, and he reportedly spent the rest of his life traveling heavily armed, always walking, never on horseback. Some critics felt that Ellis exaggerated his own role. Others claim he was too modest, inadequately conveying his war record. Regardless, this old book, written in an old style, has been reprinted numerous times, and for many, is largely regarded as an invaluable accounting of conditions in wartime Appalachia. In fact, Charles Frazier used the book as a source for his celebrated novel, Cold Mountain, in 1997. Long after the war, Daniel Ellis was a bodyguard during the congressional campaign of Robert Love Taylor, and at one point also served as sergeant at arms for the Tennessee legislature. And in Elizabethton, Tennessee, a marker erected by the Tennessee Historical Commission recognizes the service of Ellis and his success in guiding federal regiments over the mountains. Yet despite his notoriety and the popularity of his book, and partly because of his tendency to give copies away, Ellis lived in poor financial straits most of his life. He died in 1908 at the age of 81, a considerably long life, I suppose, for an old red fox.
Support for the Authors Page comes from Friends of the Knox County Public Library. Membership in Friends supports efforts to advocate, educate, and raise funds on behalf of the library and its staff. More information at knoxfriends.org.
Thank you for listening. The Authors Page is a production of the Authors Guild of Tennessee and WUOT. More information and archives of past segments can be found at authorsguildoftn.org or WUOT.org. I'm Jody Sims, the host of The Authors Page. We love telling you stories.